Fire Steakhouse in Atmore, Alabama. This is quite a presentation. Tell us about it. This contest is really growing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, during October Beef Month, trying to find some new things to get some media coverage, and certainly today was success because it's a lot of media here covering this. And Randall, as you recall, we did the best hamburger the first year, and then last year we did the best steak, and it was very successful. And we're just real pleased with the number of restaurants. I think it was 105 different restaurants across Alabama were nominated, and then they went through the series of voting online to get to the Fiery Four. Then judges came, and it was no question from the judges' scores, the Fire was the best steak in Alabama. So we're pleased to be down here and to present a plaque to the Fire to be in the 2013 Alabama's best steak.
You know, and that says a lot. You had a lot of folks go online, Twitter, everything. I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing, when we got to the Sizzlin' 16, and we divided the state into regions, and it was four restaurants in each of the regions, but local papers did a feature on that restaurant. We had about four or five. Well, they glad they won. But we had a number of local restaurants when they made it to the Sizzlin' 16, and their local papers did some coverage, and several of them called us or told one of our members, that's the most steaks we've ever sold was the night after the article came out in the paper. And that's the whole purpose of this, is to get some publicity on restaurants in Alabama that do a great job serving steak.